Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bitcoin Cash, 1, 2, 3. Bitcoin Cash, 1, 2, 3. I'm me, so I don't do check, 1, 2, 3.
Checks really are, accept checks.
Checks are so... Actually, I have to write one check, like, every quarter, because there's a government public utility, the water for those of you folks, that is still behind the times, doesn't have, like, a website where you can log in and pay your bill. They do accept, like, one form of credit card. I recently got that particular brand of credit card, and so I called them up to pay the bill. And they're like, oh, yeah, we don't do that over the phone. You have to come in. I'm like, well, what's the point?
Yeah.
So I wrote them a check. Because I'm like, no, I'm not going there. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. Captain's Log, Stardate 09102021. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Bonnie, I got to lead with your story because, well, it's just, I love a good, I'm a clickbait, you know, sort of sucker.
But it's right? Not clickbait.
I know it's
crazy.
Not, but I love a good headline is what I'm saying.
So.
And this one really kind of takes the cake. For tonight, I'm trying to pull it up right now. What was it? 200 headless goats found in Georgia River. Cops suspect Santeria practice.
Okay, I want to know where you get 200 goat heads from in the
No,
first
it's
place.
Headless goats.
Headless goats.
Oh,
so the heads, they didn't find the heads.
So I want to know where you get to. These where do you get 200 goats is
These are carcasses,
headless goats,
if you will.
Then.
Yeah, carcasses whose heads have been removed and found floating down the Georgia River.
Maybe it was aliens.
According to this headline, anyway. So, Bonnie, how did you even stumble upon this?
Well, my friend who lives in Georgia posted like the headline on her Instagram story, so I was like, is that real? And I Googled it, and it seems real. And it's just crazy to me that the cops are even saying, oh, we think this is Santeria. You know, it's not like they're like, there's a logical explanation, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. They're like, it's witchcraft.
Yeah, so you actually looked up the definition. It's Santeria, not Santeria. Or is it? Is that how you pronounce it, Santeria?
I've just heard it, Santeria, and okay. That Sublime song.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, good call. You looked that up, and can you tell our listeners what Santeria is?
Yes, it's a religion, or maybe like a spiritual path of African origin that spread through Cuba and the other South American countries down there. And some people apparently still practice it to this day. And one of the things that they believe connects them to, like, God or the deities they want to connect to is sacrifice.
Okay, I want to talk more about this, but I also want to let our listeners know that we've got some other stuff in store. I have a story out of, the West Coast, where because of the COVID and the rent moratoriums and that kind of a thing, this landlord has an apartment for rent. And he is asking for 6 months' rent plus deposit up front because of the risk that he runs as being a landlord, because he could rent to somebody and they could, you know, pay just first, last, and deposit and never pay him again because of the moratorium.
I have to wonder, that might be a violation of, the law, because isn't there a restriction, like, you can only require 1.5 times up front or something?
There may indeed be, particularly in the state that this is coming out of. But we've also got a little bit, you know, today is 9/10, and so I expect everybody to be having 9/11 on their minds. I've got a little bit of a retrospect on 9/11 as far as the things that have occurred since 9/11 to COVID-19. We could talk about that. Also, Denmark has lifted all of their COVID restrictions. all of them. They're just like, nope, no more, we're done. And I thought that was pretty neat. We could talk about that. I've also got a teacher has been removed from her class. I believe she was fired. We'll find out from the article. The headline didn't specify. But she was removed from her classroom for suggesting a student pledge allegiance to the rainbow flag, the LGBT-specific rainbow flag. I don't know how they make that distinction in this article. But apparently this teacher removed the U.S. flag from her classroom, gave the students the option to stand and or put their hand over their heart and or say the words of the Pledge of Allegiance if they didn't want to. She didn't force them to do any of this, but at some point some class person, one of her students, her pupils, if you will, had said, well, it kind of seems weird to pledge allegiance to a thing when it's not really even there. And she's like, well, you can pledge allegiance to this flag because we had that one up in our classroom.
Isn't it kind of weird to pledge allegiance to a thing in the first place?
Yeah, right?
Yes, absolutely it is. And we can talk more about that. But, Bonnie, did you want to cover this?
The 200? Sure.
Okay. Because 200... I was with you when I first saw this. I thought it was 200 goats' heads, which would have seemed weird floating down the river. But right. It's even more weird that it's 200 headless goats. So, like, there's 200 heads, goats' heads, somewhere. In Georgia, arguably, right? Or maybe they floated down the river first and were missed somehow. Or because these are people practicing, like, witchcraft, maybe they kept them for hats.
Maybe they ate them.
I prefer to think that they're wearing them as hats. But sure.
I don't know if either one of those is, like, cool.
Maybe goat's head stew or something is...
It's just too weird for me.
Okay, the article from News 18, I'm not sure what that is.
I believe that is a news channel, a television station.
Hmm. Maybe in Georgia?
I believe so.
It says, 200 headless goats found in Georgia River. Cops suspect Santeria practice. All of them had their heads cut off, sparking rumors of some ritual. In a bizarre incident, people were shocked to discover the bodies of about 200 goats floating in the Chattahoochee River in the American state of Georgia. That's funny they have to say, the American state of Georgia.
Oh, no, I think I don't believe this. I no longer believe this is a television station in the U.S. But anyway, go ahead. I just looked at their homepage, and it looks like it's all, like, international news.
Weird. Oh, well, it does say the American state of Georgia. Right. I was like, it's weird to, like, specify, but, I mean, I know there's a country with that name. Anyways, it says, all of them had their heads cut off, sparking rumors of some ritual. Georgia police have started investigating this matter. According to them, this matter, Primia Fasci, seems to be related to the Santeria rituals performed by the local people. The ritual involves animal sacrifice. Environmentalist Jason Alsap told Channel 2 Action News that the sheer number of goat bodies floating in the river was shocking because normally 20 to 30 animals were sacrificed. Adding that it was...
Wait, so this guy is like, huh, that's weird. There's usually only like one-tenth of the carcasses floating down the river this time of year. There's usually like 20 of them, but this time there's 200. What gives? That's weird.
This is only weird because usually there's only like 20. Yeah. He says, adding it was the first time that the figure touched nearly 200.
So apparently this is a common occurrence?
And it does say that the locals practice Santeria, so I guess it makes more sense why they're like, oh, this is probably Santeria, not, you know, we'll find some logical explanation or something. It goes on to say, a video of bodies of goats floating in the river went viral recently. In the clip, a person was also seen throwing a goat's body into the river from the bridge. According to Alsap, they heard the sound water makes when the goats are thrown into the river. You know, that classic sound of a goat body hitting water.
Everybody knows that. Yes, I've got it for a ringtone myself.
Adding, it starts in the night and continues till the break of dawn. About 50 people drink water from the river, and it's L-A-K-E. Eight?
Maybe that's like a local Native American tribe or something?
Maybe. About 50 Lok people drink water from the river, and this could potentially cause food poisoning. Santeria is a ritual performed in mainly West Africa. It is related to Roman Catholic beliefs. According to Santeria priests, the sacrifice of goats signifies victory and also to wish for children. The local police are in the process of collecting these dead bodies by fishing them out of the river.
Well, at least they're keeping themselves busy, the local police, that is. You know, something to do, keep them away from strong-arming people and otherwise being road pirates and that type of a thing. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
the program. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
I wish there was more to that article. I have so many questions by, like, that bit about normally. Like,
normally.
It was shocking because normally 20 to 30 animals were sacrificed as opposed to the 200 they found this time.
And it is weird that he says animals. He doesn't say goats.
That's true, so...
20 to 30 cows, 20 to 30 chickens.
Yeah, hamsters, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
All right, well, if we find out more, we'll be sure to tell all of you. It is Free Talk Live, and we do have your calls and thoughts awaiting, so let's go right there. We have the Donster calling from Cincinnati. Donster, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for making my call.
Hey, Donster.
Hey, I heard Footloose calling last night. I don't know if you guys were listening last night, but he mentioned this worldwide demonstration for freedom, and I looked into it, and it's happening in cities, like, all over the world. And I'm interested in organizing one for Cincinnati.
Mm.
I've never done anything like that before. I wondered if you guys have any tips for me on organizing a protest.
Do you have Facebook?
I do, yep.
First thing is to get off of that.
Well, I think you should get off it, but if you're on it right now, maybe you could start a... events on there. I don't have Facebook.
Social media will help you. I can tell you this. I've never organized a protest, so to speak, but the more you can do for everybody else, the better your protest will be. That is to say, the protests that I've been to where, like, there was a person who was basically, well, if I'm not going to do it, nobody else is. You know, they took charge of it, and they pre-printed up signs for people to hold. Like, if somebody didn't have a sign, he'd walk up to him, hand him a sign, that kind of a thing. I don't know what kind of a budget you have for this kind of, if you have any budget at all. But if you have, you know, materials or time or a couple of bucks to throw at it, I would say, you know, make stuff with sort of the slogan of your protest, if you will. Come up with something that sounds good, that, you know, summarizes your protest in a couple words or a small phrase, and, you know, get started there.
Do you have the website for that? I remember hearing that last night, but I was just in the studio listening.
Yeah, it is worldwidedemonstration.com.
Okay, well, I think last time, I'm pretty sure it was the same people. They had people in all different cities print out big signs that they just put over, like, highway overhangs and stuff like that, because they had signs that said, like, the COVID-19 vaccine manufacturers are exempt from being sued. Just, like, statements like that that they hung over highway overhangs. I'm pretty sure it's the same group. I know that at least, like, Footloose was involved.
So it's difficult to do this on a tight budget, then, is what you're saying?
Well, it really depends on how creative you are. I've seen, you know, protest signs that were nothing more than a Sharpie and a piece of paper or cardboard.
Yeah, you could just go stand on whatever, like, the most busy, like, intersection is around you with a, you know, a piece of paper with a statement on it, and people might come join you.
So now, let me ask you a question, Donster. Are you trying to organize a protest different from the website that you just mentioned, or are you trying to organize one in conjunction with that protest?
I'm trying to organize one in conjunction. What's difficult is the admins are really difficult to reach,
mm-hmm.
but nevertheless, I want to organize one on that same day. And I read the platform. Their platform is spot on, so...
Nice.
To answer your question.
I would say you just got to be your own leader, and they're not going to be able to really help you since they're in New Hampshire anyway. You just got to kind of figure out how to do it the best way you can do it.
Cool.
Any advice for the lad?
I mean, yeah, I mean, get on all your social medias and, you know, reach out to people, you know.
Give them a time and place.
Yeah, give them a time, date, place.
And then reminders, lots of reminders, and you know, make sure you have, you know, even if it's a handmade sign, that's fine. There's something wrong with that. Markers, you know, keep your message short. Generally, I suggest, just because people won't see it, won't be able to see it otherwise, and people tend not to read, especially if it's lengthy. So just keep it short and simple, a couple words, that's it. If it's more than that, nobody's going to read it.
I think of it myself a lot like booking a gig for a band. I played in bands for a long time, and, well, of course, we played free shows, so any marketing that we did had to be on a shoestring budget, so it was largely social media-based. We would do some what we call quarter-page flyers. You can go online and find a template for that where, you know, you just make up some image or put it some text, and it'll give you four flyers for every one sheet of paper that you print. You know, you sit down with a pair of scissors, or if you're fancy, you have one of those paper cutters, cut up a bunch of those and hand them out well before your event ever takes place to all of the, you know, folks that you think might be interested. And some folks will just stand on, you know, a regular corner, a busy corner, and just hand them out to everybody, hoping that folks will go to the website and read it and join. But make sure you put the date, the time, the address. If there's an actual address, you want the details on that flyer. So if somebody does keep it, or they tack it up on the refrigerator or whatever when they get home, that they have all the details that they need on that flyer. Nothing irks me more than, you know, hey, we're doing a thing on Friday. And then, like, there's no actual date and no place and, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah, that's super important.
Yeah.
Is 2 hours a reasonable amount of time, or do you recommend, or does there not even need to be, like, a set time frame, well, other than a start time?
Oh, for, like, the duration of your event?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a good question. I don't really know what would factor into duration.
I would do a start time, but not an end time, because you never know what's going to end.
Yeah, because that way, if it's a success and people want to hang out and network with each other and talk more about forwarding whatever the cause is, that's a good idea to not have a stop time.
Cool. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Dunster, thanks for the call. Take care, man. Let us know how it goes, too. The Dunster from Cincinnati, everybody. Let's go right away to Jessica. Jessica is calling from Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was thinking about moving to New Hampshire because I'm just tired of the authoritarian diktat of our government here in Missouri. And I wanted to know is, because I don't drive, so I have to take taxi cabs and buses pretty much everywhere, how rural is New Hampshire? Is it all pretty much rural, or are there larger cities?
There's two large cities. And Jessica, can you stay on with us? Can you hold on? I want to finish this conversation, but we have to do a thing. So just stand by. We'll bring you back and answer your question. 603-283-6160. Have you wondered about moving to New Hampshire yourself? Well, we're about to answer Jessica's questions and probably give more information about that. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will be in New York City's Lower Manhattan tomorrow for the ceremony commemorating the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The ceremony includes the reading of the names of the nearly 3,000 people who were killed on 9/11. There will be moments of silence and bell tolls. The ceremony will largely be similar to what it has been in the past. President Biden not expected to speak at any of the three ceremonies. Saudi Arabia is again proclaiming its innocence in the 9/11 terrorist attacks while victims' families push for transparency. Nearly 3,000 people were murdered on that day by 19 Islamic terrorists, 15 of them who were from Saudi Arabia. Three Saudi government officials were questioned, then cleared by the 9/11 Commission in testimony that's remained sealed. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says the Delta variant is driving the surge of new infections across the United States. Zients saying this outbreak remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the same thing President Biden continues to say. As far as if using that rhetoric is helpful to get people vaccinated, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
if you think his obvious disdain for the people who have not gotten vaccinated helps people like me convince the vaccine hesitant to get vaccinated, you're absolutely wrong. The message should be these vaccines are doing a great job at protecting people from severe illness and death, and he should encourage everyone to talk to their doctor.
Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to win big in California's recall election. A new poll from UC Berkeley indicates Democrat Newsom has a commanding lead of more than 20 points in the special election. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. Our telephone number here, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we were talking to Jessica in the previous segment. She had some questions about moving to New Hampshire. We'll get her back in just a minute. But speaking of moving to New Hampshire, there is something going on here that is referred to as NH Exit.
New Hampshire moving.
Yeah. So for too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide by the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency of the land, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. And even if that wasn't the case, isn't it absurd that people in California and other states thousands of miles away get to determine who rules over you? I find that odd. At nhexit.us, we're trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit.
Can I say something about it real quick?
Sure.
Yesterday, Ian and I listened to Tom Woods's one of his most recent shows.
Yep.
And he had someone named Daniel Miller of the Texas Nationalist Movement on, and he made such a great point. He said that he tells people who are questioning him about Texas, he tells them to imagine that Texas already was its own independent nation, and imagine that instead they were going to be proposing a vote to join the United States, and how bad of a deal that would be. Like, it would be like, oh, we're going to start losing about $1 billion a year to giving taxes to these other states and all this other stuff.
Right. Would you like to be responsible suddenly for 1/50th of the United States debt?
Yeah.
That type of a thing. That's a good point. And, like, to your point, that is how the United States was supposed to be. It was supposed to be each state. That's why they're called states. Each state would be its own country, and they would only cooperate together if they needed to. In theory, anyway. But that's not how it turned out. But let's go back to Jessica, because she had asked. Jessica, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So you had asked, you know, how rural is New Hampshire? Well, it's not all rural, and there's parts that are far more rural than others. If you're looking for, you know, a city, Manchester is the largest city in New Hampshire. It has all of the things you would expect in a city, hospitals, airports, you know, that type of thing. They've got Uber and taxi cabs.
Do they have a city bus service?
They do. In fact, Bonnie had looked it up during the break as far as what the bus service is. They have a bunch of routes, and it's called...
Well, I forgot now. I have to find it again. Oh, it's the Manchester Transit Authority, and you can find it at mtabus.org.
So they do have public transportation available in Manchester. And also, too, I know that some folks are concerned about, you know, even though Manchester is a big city and has hospitals, it's not too far from Boston. And Boston, of course, is renowned for the hospitals and things of that nature. Yeah, so if you needed to get transferred to, like...
I don't want to be close to Boston.
It's not close in that, like, you can walk there, but no,
it's close enough
that if you needed to transfer there for anything medical, is all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Manchester would probably be your best bet. There's like 100,000 people there.
115,000.
Is New Hampshire pretty much loaded with relatively affluent people, or is there like a larger population of working class? What are the economic demographics there?
Yeah, so it's one of the wealthiest states, you know, in the United States. It's also one of the wealthiest, if it was a country, it's one of the wealthiest, I believe, per capita. It's up there, it's really high up there. I think it's in the top 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It would be in the top 10 richest countries in the world. As far as the cost of living is concerned, the cost of living is fairly low relative to the wages.
Yeah, in fact, I moved out here from Seattle, Washington. I was able to take my job with me when I moved, and so essentially I got a raise, not because my boss started paying me more money, but because the cost of living here was far less than it was in Seattle, Washington, for example.
But I would say that in the cities there's like a good mix of, you know, different levels of affordability with housing and
yep.
things like that. In like any city, it's like that. You can find...
And there's no state income tax here if you're working. There's no sales tax here for when you're shopping. The only place that they have tax, and that I don't like, of course, is if you purchase property. That's the...
And property is like just real estate. Because in Missouri, most of the people are so... almost dirt poor, they charge you property tax if you own a motor vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Like a car, you know.
Yeah. So there's plenty of reasons. Any other questions, Jessica?
No, I'm going to have to get online and check it out. How about the topography? Is it mostly mountainous or is some of it flat?
I would say
it's hilly.
Yeah, it's hilly more than mountainous. There are mountainous regions, but as far as the populated areas, they're generally flat.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for the call, Jessica. And keep us apprised of your move when you do make the journey, because, well, we would certainly like to exit the U.S.? I know I would. I don't mean to speak for either of you guys.
I want to exit the U.S.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. They're taking more from us than we're getting back.
Succession now.
Yeah, and I don't even want, the government that we have now. So, yeah, let's declare independence and then get rid of New Hampshire's government.
Yeah, disregard the feds.
New Hampshire, where others have failed, we will secede.
I love it.
I made that up like a week ago. I had a vision for that being a T-shirt for the NHExit.us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the people who think that Texas is going to succeed are just delusional.
Well, I actually support all states that want to secede.
I support them. I just don't believe that a place like Texas is going to secede. They're controlled by big, crazy cities.
This is kind of an interesting topic because, you know, it probably is a little delusional to think that Texas will secede. But, you know, it's sort of, I think at this point in time, it also seems that way for New Hampshire. But I don't necessarily think that it isn't going to gain support as time progresses.
Yeah.
This is round one, right? I mean, we've been at this 10 years, and we've already got, you know, 80 reps. You know, we've got over 10 reps on board within, like, a period of a couple of weeks. You know, Texas, I don't think Texas or California have any reps on board with their secession movements.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to take a long time to actually build up. And I'm sure we'll build it up a lot faster than anywhere else, but it's going to take some time to build up support for this amongst the general population.
I love the idea. I read the actual proposed verbiage. I think you read it on air last week this time, or was it the week before?
And Ian read it last night.
Okay, good. And it was just, it's exactly what you expect, but just to see the words written down was something that I don't think I've seen from any other state in the U.S. that's supposedly had any kind of an exit movement.
I like it, too. It's nice and short.
It is, and it's not vague at all. It gives you all the details that you need. I remember all the time hearing that Texas was the only state in the union that could secede if it wanted to.
Yeah, I've always heard that, too.
They had something written into their constitution somehow. I've never seen any evidence of this.
Even though I went to school there and had, like, Texas history classes, I used to think that Texas did secede, and I said something about that to Ian, and he was like, no, they never seceded. So I was like, what? I thought they did.
603-283-6160. Would you support your state seceding from the Union and becoming its own independent nation? This is Free Talk Live. When we come back, we'll talk about how Conan O'Brien's sidekick exposes an unintended consequence.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. The telephone number in the studio here, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Did you like that? Me, Captain. That's my caveman style of introducing my, me, Captain.
That's what I always hear in the commercial where Mark says, email me, Mark.
Me, Mark.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Email me, Mark. I wanted to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you will find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get all the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so what does Conan O'Brien's sidekick have to do with exposing the unintended consequences of government intervention in the housing market?
I just think this is such a weird headline because I didn't even know Conan O'Brien had a sidekick.
Yeah, his name is or was Andy Richter. And I say was, I mean, Andy Richter's still alive as far as I know.
Oh.
But when he had his TV show, the Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Andy Richter was the Ed McMahon of that, if Ed McMahon was to Johnny Carson, you know, the sidekick, so to speak. So, at any rate, it does involve Andy Richter. And this is an article. Well, I'll just read it to you. When the government is incompetent, this is the subtitle, by the way, when government is incompetent, the average person pays the price. In this case, 6 months of rent up front just to lease a flat or an apartment, if you don't know what a flat is. So imagine that. I kind of know where this is coming from. This is coming from the eviction moratorium and landlords sort of getting the shaft where people don't have to pay rent and landlords can't kick them out. Right? So these moratoriums, these, I don't know what else to call them. They're not really laws. They were mandates. They were executive orders put into place somehow, diktats, put it somehow, and somehow they're, yep, I guess that's what we're going to do. And so there are apparently people who are living in places not fulfilling their contract, not paying rent, and there are landlords who are basically just getting the shaft because they have to still pay either for their property if it's not paid off, which most property is not paid off, and then in addition to that, the taxes and probably some utilities they're on the hook for, too, just to keep it a viable place in hopes that they can rent it whenever these moratoriums lift.
Yeah, can I not pay my taxes for the next couple of years while this whole, you know, right. COVID, all these regulations are in place? Because, I mean, seriously, you know, you won't let me work. You won't let me, you know, rent my properties out. I mean, how am I supposed to pay you when you won't let me bring in an income?
Oh, but they gave you like $1,600 or something.
Well, can you make that my taxes? Because, you know, otherwise I can't afford to pay them.
Yeah, there are, to be fair, there are mortgage companies that are allowing people who find themselves in this situation, landlords specifically, to do what's called a forbearance on their loans. Now, that means that they don't have to pay, but the interest still accrues, where that doesn't really apply to the renters that aren't paying the rent.
I thought you had to pay it back all at once, once that went bye-bye, though. So it just puts you in a worse situation later anyway.
Yeah, so the interest continues to accrue, and let's say you go, oh, how long has this been going on? Over a year.
Yeah.
Right, so let's say you pushed your 30-year mortgage out 1 year, so now, you know, you owe 31 years. Right. Let's say you just bought your place at the beginning of the COVID, and then you got some renters that aren't paying, and so you do the forbearance thing because, I don't know, you lost your job or something, too. And so now you're in the situation where nobody's paying anything, and nobody's got any income except for, you know, whatever the government, you know, decides is okay to send you every, what, twice, I guess?
Even though it's probably worth less than it was when it came out by now already.
$1,200 I got over the course of 2 years.
And now it's worth $1,000.
Yeah. And the value of which has gone down and declined?
So this is from FEE.org. Those who promote government intervention in the economy often have good intentions, but as economist Thomas Sowell equipped in his best-selling book, Basic Economics, nothing is easier than to have good intentions, but without an understanding of how an economy works, good intentions can lead to disastrous consequences for a whole nation. Comedian and Conan O'Brien's former sidekick Andy Richter recently provided a valuable lesson in unintended consequences on Twitter when he complained about a request that a landlord made of him while looking for an apartment for his college-aged son. In a now-deleted tweet, Richter wrote, "My son is looking for a studio apartment around USC." That's the University of South Carolina. "And one that he applied for a couple of days ago told us that the owner wanted 6 months' rent up front after he and I both paid application fees. No wonder people effing hate landlords and the management companies that facilitate them." Now, before I continue reading, Mr. Richter's ire is justified, but
yeah,
his target is off.
Well, I would say that I would want to be notified of that before paying application fees, to be honest, because that's a unique thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the landlord, you know, if he didn't rent this apartment, the landlord, in my opinion, should refund the application fees. But oftentimes they take the application fees and they'll tell you they're not refundable to do a credit check. So landlords, you know, have to pay to do a credit check on their tenants. And a background check and that kind of thing. So oftentimes that fee is not refundable, and they're told that up front.
Yeah, but that makes sense, but I would still want to know something really unique and weird, like, oh, and by the way,
right,
6 months plus a deposit when you move in.
Yeah, I have to question it. Like I was saying earlier, in a lot of places, I don't think that's legal. I think the max a landlord can get from you up front is 1.5 times, you know, the monthly rent.
Well, that's kind of a dumb law, in my opinion.
Well, I'm not saying it's not.
That's
I'm just
standard
saying
in some states. In other states, you can get anything for the deposit. They don't have a limit on the deposit you can keep or get from a potential renter, mm-hmm. but also the first month. You can ask for less if you want. So let's say you've got a tenant that's got great rental references and a great credit score and all that kind of stuff. You're like, hey, just give me the deposit and you can move in, that kind of a thing. You can do that in most places. Don't quote me. You know, investigate this for yourself in your own state or city that you're in. Cities will oftentimes have rules that the state doesn't have for renters and that or and landlords. So, and there are renter or rental unions. So if you are a lifetime renter like I used to be, and you're having problems with your landlord, there are agencies that can give you help dealing with difficult situations. So there are resources for you if you find yourself in one.
I can see from here that somebody from the Twitch feed commented, I'm sure Andy, whatever his name is, can't afford it. And I just feel like that's not really the point. Like, the point that I was making was just, you know, be honest and upfront, and then nobody would be mad about the situation. Well, this guy might still be mad about it because he thinks it's just like, oh, why would you charge that much? But as long as he knew that they were charging that much, he wouldn't have, you know, probably wouldn't have applied.
Yeah.
I just think it isn't, like, justified to, you know, trick money out of rich people.
I mean, you know, I have a sinking suspicion that this is probably a situation where it's not that the father couldn't afford the apartment 6 months up front. It wasn't made apparent to him before he applied.
Yeah.
Well, and keep in mind, this is California as well, so California's got very messed up laws about all sorts of things. Anyway, this tweet came just one day after the Supreme Court struck down the CDC's eviction moratorium, a policy that Richter says, yes, I am completely in favor of. So, well, it's a good thing he's in favor of, because California has their own, and that applies to him. So the irony must have been lost on him that the policy he supports was most likely behind the landlord's request in the first place. So why would a landlord make such a request? Well, for anyone trying to rent an apartment, hearing that the owner of the building wants 6 months rent up front would understandably cause frustration. This is doubly true if you simply don't have the money to pay for it up front, and that cost is prohibitive. Given that the average rent is $1,124, we're talking about $6,744 paid up front. How many Americans can afford that? Not many, except Richter probably can. But some surveys show nearly 70% of Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. Wow. Yeah. 603-283-6160. Would you be able to pay 6 months in advance for your next apartment? Our number two, Free Talk Live, is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.